Hi, friends. I'm Emily Lay, and you're listening to the Simplified Podcast. If you're struggling with overwhelm and thirsty for a fresh start, you have come to the right place. I invite you for just a few minutes to slow down, take a breath, and join me to explore tactical ways to simplify, organize, and automate the complicated parts of life so you can focus on what truly matters most. This week, we're diving into the ins and outs of meal planning. And let me tell you right out the gate, meal planning is so much easier when you write it all down. That's why I've created some free meal planning printables for you at emilylay.com/free printables. Trust me, as you sit down to create a plan for the week, you will be so happy you've written down a few of your go-to meals and put the groceries you need on a handy grocery list. So get your free meal planning printables at emilylay.com/free printables today. I have said it here before, and I'll say it again. I am a firm believer in planning out your week. Most Sunday mornings, I spend a few minutes with my planner writing down work tasks and appointments and pickups and everything that makes our lives tick along. And I'll tell you, nothing makes me feel more calm or more ready to tackle what's on my plate. Also, I have to give a caveat during this episode that the U.S. Navy Blue Angels are flying right outside my house right now. So if you hear airplanes in the background, it's just our beloved Blues. They're actually my most favorite thing to watch, but they're quite loud. I love having a roadmap for the week, like I mentioned, even if my plans change, and they always do. I feel just so much more relaxed when I can see how I'm going to use my time and resources most efficiently. It's really like my type A person adrenaline rush. And you know what? I get that same feeling when I have a stocked fridge and a list of meals for the week ahead, and there's just no guessing games or what's for dinner during the week. So here's the thing. It's always a great time to start meal planning, no matter what time of year. But as summer winds down and we all kind of start to get back into our regularly scheduled routines, I think it's just even more important to take a couple of minutes and think about what you and your family like to eat, what's easy, what's healthy, and what's good to make with what you already have on hand. It's one less thing for you to worry about, and that is always a win in my book. There are so many good ways to meal plan, but I would love to hear about yours in a podcast review or a comment on the Instagram post about today's episode. I think it is so helpful to share these tactical tips with each other. All of our families look different. All of our seasons of life are different. And I just think it's so helpful to hear from other people, like what they're doing. I love conversations that begin with, so what do you put in your kid's lunchbox? Or what do you make for dinner when you have had a crazy busy day and it's like 5:45, you know? I just think it's so fun to talk about those things and hear how other people do the mundane parts of life. But for now, I would like to share a few things that have helped me along the way. Number one, this is key. Make a list of 20 meals you love. And I know this might sound daunting and you can only think of like two off the top of your head, but if you sit down and really think about it or poll your people, you'll be surprised how many you actually know. You know that one of my goals here is to help you automate your life. And that means helping to do work that helps you over and over again. A couple weeks ago, I asked you to make a list of 20 dinners you love, ones that are super easy to put together on a weeknight. And today, we are going to put that list to good use. If you haven't done this exercise yet, I really believe you will find it so helpful. You can find that free printable I talked about earlier over on our website and use it to write down your favorite meals. You could also use a page in your simplified planner or even just a piece of notebook paper to jot down some favorite meals. No need to make it complicated. Just write these things down and keep it in a place you'll always have it easily accessible. And these don't have to be like the very best meals. Just think about some dishes that are easy to put together with ingredients you feel good about. It might help you to think about meals in different categories. Like maybe you think of a few combos and proteins and sides, right? Like salmon and green beans. My kids love salmon, a green vegetable, and mashed potatoes. It is a win-win over here. Maybe think about a couple of soups and stews, maybe a couple of grain bowls or pasta dishes. Maybe you love like a really fresh salad with tons of veggies or a theme night. We do this a lot. Taco Tuesday or Pizza Fridays. Having these different categories, it just really helps your brain out by giving structure to the planning process so you don't feel like you're just kind of like flying in the wind. And it also helps you to put some variety in what you're eating so you don't get bored. And food is too delicious to be boring, guys. When I sit down with my planner on Sundays and start to plan the week ahead, I take out this list of go-to meals to help me decide what to make. And since I've already done the work of laying out meals that I know everyone will actually eat and things that we love, all my brain has to do is think about which categories we feel like eating that week. And voila, I've made decisions without nearly as much work. This is automation in action. And obviously, this goes without saying, but you can definitely write down more than 20 meals. I always say 20 because that's what my mom did when she planned out our meals for a whole month. I know, that's crazy. My mom is like the original organizer. She meal plans monthly. She wanted to make sure she had one meal for each weeknight, and I found that to be a handy rule of thumb. If we like a meal that much, we won't mind eating it again in a few weeks. When you make your list of favorite meals, here's a pro tip if you want to take the automation a step further. On another blank page, you could list out the ingredients of the dish or even the entire recipe. That way, when you're making your grocery list or stocking your pantry, you can be totally sure you have the ingredients on hand when it's time to actually cook. And if you're wondering what some of my favorite weeknight dinners are, go back to episode 23, which is called Six Simple Meals When You Don't Want to Cook. You may get a few favorites to add to your rotation. I'll be sure to link that in the episode show notes as well, so you can find it there. Number two, figure out when you're going to meal plan and grocery shop. I do this on Sundays so that I can be ready for the week ahead. In the morning, with my coffee, I set out my simplified planner and meal planning sheets. My husband, Brian, and I check which nights either of us may be home late so we can plan, you know, to make less food or, let's be honest, order takeout. So I think that is like the perfect time, if your husband does not like vegetables like mine, to order like our favorite salad place, or if he... Brian Lay, I love you, but that man, he is a picky eater. He is like protein, meat, and potatoes, and like green beans and Caesar salad. That is Brian's entire diet. I love him, but it's hard because I actually eat kind of the opposite of that. And so when he's out of town or we have a late night when he'll be home from work late, that is when we will order Thai food or from, you know, a place that he doesn't necessarily love. So anyways, those conversations are good to have on Sundays so that you can plan for the week. And then for breakfast and lunches here in the Lay family, we tend to stick with what we love for like a week at a time. So we're just creatures of habit anyway. I could eat the same thing for a week, maybe 2 weeks, and be totally fine. Same thing for breakfast, same thing for lunch, and then mix it up for dinner. So in a typical week, we may alternate between like bagels and cream cheese or Greek yogurt and granola parfaits for breakfast. We get the little chobani Greek yogurts and then put a little bit of granola on top and some cut up fruit like strawberries and blueberries. And it is like a healthy, easy breakfast that everybody loves. And then for lunches, we will do turkey sandwiches or like a cold pasta salad for lunch. My kids also love that as well. Okay, side note, I'm going to give you a recipe. Actually, I'm going to give you two, but this is the most complicated, fantastic sandwich you've ever had. Are you ready? It is bread. You're going to put this on a baking sheet because you're going to put it in the oven. It is bread and then ham and then white American cheese. You put that all on top. You put it in the oven for a little bit. You get it a little toasty. You bring it out. You put red Doritos on top. From the red bag, okay? Then you put the other piece of bread on top, the one that you toasted both of them, but you put the plain bread on top and you squash it. That is a Dorito sandwich. Thank me later. The other thing we do, and we do this a lot for our kids' lunchboxes, is cold pasta salad. Cook noodles, whatever kind you want, and then put Olive Garden dressing on the noodles once you've rinsed them and they cool. You can get Olive Garden dressing anywhere. If you want to get fancy, put Parmesan cheese and green olives and that kind of thing, but my kids love it just with the dressing and the noodles. So that's another really good, easy lunch. I digress. For our weekly meal plan, I usually plan to make four dinners and one night of leftovers, We will also plan a pizza party on Friday nights because that's what we do, and usually one dinner out. An average week of dinners for our family sometimes will look like this. Obviously, there are nights where or weeks where we will go out more or have more takeout, and then there's weeks where we don't go anywhere. So on Monday, we might do like grilled chicken, baked sweet potatoes, green beans. It's like a starch, a veggie, a protein. On Tuesdays, Taco Tuesdays, always, we'll do taco bowls or, you know, regular tacos or soft tacos. And then on Wednesday, maybe like spaghetti and salad. My kids love spaghetti, and it is the most inexpensive, delicious thing to make. Let's say Thursdays, we do leftovers. Fridays, we will have a pizza party. On Saturdays, we'll do dinner out. And then on Sundays, I have more time to prep. I'm sure a lot of you can relate to this. And so we might do like pot roast with carrots and potatoes. Okay, here's another secret recipe, okay? You get a chuck roast and your crock pot, okay? You get a chuck roast, you put it in the crock pot. Make sure it's not frozen. I've done that before. You can't do that. You can't put a frozen one in there. Thaw it out. Put the chuck roast in your crock pot, okay? Then put some baby carrots, cut up an onion, whatever kind of onion, not a red onion or a yellow sweet onion, that kind of thing. Cut up some potatoes, any kind, put them in there. And then put a can of Coca-Cola. Pour a can of Coca-Cola over the whole thing. Then put a packet of onion soup mix, Lipton's onion soup mix. It's just like a seasoning type of thing. You season, you know, you put that all over everything. Cook it on high for a million hours. It's like 6 to 8 hours. And then when you're ready, you will have pot roast and carrots and onions and potatoes. And it is delicious. I promise. This is like a go-to. And the fact that I can tell it to you off the top of my head is like, that's how much we cook it.
If you are looking for a way to make your weekly meal planning even easier, I have the perfect solution for you. Green Chef. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well. And they pack every kit with the fresh organic veggies and high-quality proteins you want for your family. Green Chef takes care of the meal planning, the grocery shopping, and even some of the food prep. We've been in back-to-school mode for the past couple weeks, and I can't tell you how much time Green Chef has saved me. They take away the what's for dinner question, and that alone is worth its weight in gold. And on top of all of this, Green Chef makes it easy to make healthy meals that are so delicious. Everybody in the Lay House loves them. My very favorite, well, and my kids' very favorite, is the feta cheeseburgers. So delicious. So go get started with your own Green Chef box today. Go to greenchef.com/simplified100 and use code SIMPLIFIED100 to get $100 off, including free shipping. One more time, go to greenchef.com/simplified100 and use code SIMPLIFIED100 to get $100 off and free shipping. Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well. While you're making plans for all the meals, there's something else you can add to your plate for a little peace of mind, getting life insurance. And Policy Genius makes it easy to compare quotes from over a dozen top insurers all in one place. Policy Genius is the coolest thing because you can save 50% or more on life insurance, up to $1,300 or more per year, by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. Eligible applicants can get covered in as little as a week, thanks to an award-winning policy option ranked number one by Forbes that swaps the standard medical exam requirement for a simple phone call. And getting started is easy. First, head to policygenius.com, and in just a few minutes, you can figure out how much life insurance coverage you need and compare personalized quotes to find your best price. And when you're ready to apply, the Policy Genius team will handle the paperwork and scheduling for free. Find some peace of mind today. Head to policygenius.com to get started right now. Policy Genius. When it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right.
So number three, plan meals with similar ingredients. So I'm sure this happens to you too. Sometimes I will buy like a really super specific ingredient for one dish, but then I don't use all of it. Shout out Green Chef. This is why I love those meal kits, because they just give you exactly what you need and you don't end up spending like $6 for a bottle of sesame oil, you know? So that, you know, I'll buy that and then I'll slowly watch that super special ingredient wilt and die in the refrigerator or like grow mold in the back of the fridge until the next time I declutter and I'm like, why did I buy that? So the frugal side of me dies a little when I see that happen. And you know how I fix that? I plan to use up the rest of that ingredient the next time I step into the kitchen. So if we have to buy something special for some special recipe, I'll make sure that the next week I try to work that into it. So let's say, for example, you have like basil left over from Caprese chicken. Yum. Maybe the next night you make some pesto to drizzle on some roasted broccoli. Oh, that sounds so good. We love roasted broccoli and cauliflower here. Maybe you slather it on like an open-faced sandwich, which happens to be one of my favorite easy weeknight meals. Pesto also freezes really well too. So just portion out your pesto in an empty ice cube tray and you can freeze it and then like pop out a cube or two when you need to add some yummy, fragrant basil goodness to your dishes. So also side note, when I buy fresh herbs, which is not very often, but when I do, most of the time I only use a little bit of the bundle before it goes bad, but you can also freeze fresh herbs too. You just give them a rough chop, put them in a resealable bag and squeeze all of the air out, then pop the bag in the freezer until you're ready to use all the herbs and boom, now you have fresh herbs whenever you need them. This definitely holds up to one of my favorite life rules, and that is use what you have. Using what you have is not only a great way to save money and reduce waste, but it also helps you branch out and try different recipes you may not have otherwise tried. Double win. I will actually have certain months, really, where I will walk into my pantry or look in my freezer and be like, we have so much food that we need to work through. I am not going to the grocery store other than for like milk and eggs and fresh fruit until we work through this stuff. And I will challenge myself to come up with recipes to like use the 5 boxes of pasta that we got on the BOGO sale that are still sitting on my shelf in my pantry. So that's also a fun little exercise. Okay, number 4, keep a running list of grocery items. So once I've decided what we're going to eat every day, I compile my grocery list. I actually do keep a card inside the front pocket of my simplified planner with the perpetual grocery list, the fresh staples I need to purchase every week, like bread, fruit, milk, cheese, like deli meat, a tub of cookie dough. You should always have a tub of Nestle chocolate chip cookie dough in your fridge, always. My mom taught me that. Then I look at what we have decided to cook that week and add the ingredients that we need, those special things. I usually organize the groceries by where they're located in the store. If I'm actually going to the store, I do actually use Shipt a lot to have our groceries delivered. So again, like fresh items that are on the perimeter, like produce and meat and dairy, and I put those at the top of the list. And then the dry goods located along all the aisles go at the bottom. Then once I've made a complete list, I will make a quick trip or use Shipt. And that whole process takes like maybe 1 to 2 hours, depending on how crowded the store is and how many kids I have with me. Number 5, make sure your pantry is stocked. So between grocery delivery apps and online grocery shopping, it's never been easier to keep the essentials on hand. Always make sure you've got the main cooking staples stocked, like flour, sugar, oil, salt and pepper, spices. Maybe your family eats a lot of spaghetti or a lot of rice. Maybe you like beans and lentils too. Or maybe you just need to make sure you've got plenty of mac and cheese, okay? I get it. Whatever you like, make sure it always stays topped off. Add that to your perpetual grocery list. That way, if you need to make some emergency mac and peas, that is mac and cheese, however you like it, from a box or from scratch, whatever, mac and cheese. And then you add in frozen peas and the warm noodles, cook the peas, and it's delicious. That is our go-to when we have a babysitter coming over with the kids. If we have a date night, that is what we make a lot. But you'll always have the ingredients like ready to go and you'll never be caught by surprise. So also don't forget to keep your condiments stocked. Store-bought sauces and salsa cut out so much prep work and make life so much easier. You don't even need a Costco membership to shop on their website. So you can easily buy pantry goods in bulk without setting foot in a grocery store. So just try to take inventory of your pantry once a month, see what's getting low, add to cart, you'll be topped off in a few days. And if you need some help to remember to do this, you can always set a reminder on your phone to go off once a month. I'm a big believer in setting reminders on your phone for all the things. I also think if you have this perpetual grocery list, it's so easy to watch the BOGO sales. We shop at Publix here in Pensacola, and they have BOGO sales every week. And so we just keep an eye on what's BOGO, and we'll stock up on those kinds of staples whenever they are. Now, again, that's how you end up with 5 boxes of uneaten pasta in your pantry. So it's important to have those weeks where you look at the pantry and say, we are going to cook through this stuff. All right, P.S., keep a grab-and-go snack bin stocked in your pantry. That has been a game changer for our family. Like I mentioned, I think it was in the last episode, we keep a few bins of, like, peanut butter crackers, granola bars, that kind of thing in these little bamboo bins in our pantry. We used to have, before we bought those bins, we had just one basket, the snack basket, and we kept all the things in the basket all mixed together. And then in our fridge, we have a bin for snacks where it's just like the things that need to be refrigerated, like applesauce and cheese sticks and that kind of thing. That way the kids can help themselves when it is snack time. Number 6, meal prep. When I have extra time on my hands, I like to pair an activity I enjoy, like listening to audiobooks and podcasts, with chores that make my life easier. And nothing makes my life easier than meal prepping. This is a fact. As I've mentioned before, meal planning and cooking is not my favorite area of life, and so getting ahead of it is really helpful to me. And I know that the idea of meal prepping has become a thing in the last 10 years, and I understand why. Anything that cuts down the time it takes me to cook on a busy weeknight is always a win. And doing small things like grilling up a bunch of chicken or chopping the lettuce and veggies for salads we can eat all week, it just frees my brain up for things that actually matter more to me. And the prep work usually makes it easier for me to choose healthy options. So here is a quick way to add meal prep to your week. After your weekly grocery run, as you're putting everything away, keep out your produce and fresh herbs. Take produce out of packaging, peel off any stickers. You could place all of these whole fruits and veggies in your produce bin in the refrigerator, which is super handy to know what you have in stock. Or you could take it one step further and start chopping your produce for meals and snacks during the week. Then, if you have fresh herbs like cilantro and parsley, roll the herbs in a damp paper towel and place them in a reusable bag to keep them really fresh. Also, I would be remiss if I didn't mention my favorite snapware. That's what it's called. These snapware containers, they're glass, and we use them to store cut up celery and carrots, cut up fruit, that kind of thing. I got them on Amazon, and they are great. Also, if you need some grab-and-go protein for meals and snacks, you can put a pork shoulder in the crock pot for some carnitas tacos or barbecue sandwiches, roast some chicken thighs to tuck into Greek chicken rice bowls or salads during the week, get a pot of water and make some hard-boiled eggs for an easy grab-and-go snack that'll fill you up. You can place an order for chomp sticks. Those are our favorite. And you know what else is helpful? Prepping a big bowl of rice or lentils or quinoa for a quick side or the base of a grain bowl. Just make a big batch at the beginning of the week and use it all up as you go. Now, if you don't have time for this step, no problem. I actually really love keeping my pantry stocked with bags of quick cooking rice or quinoa in individual servings that you can just pop in the microwave. I get mine from Thrive Market and they're so very handy. You can get brown rice, white rice, just all sorts of things. Small steps add up, you guys, seriously. Whatever you have time to do after your grocery run, you will thank yourself for doing later in the week. Trust me, I know meal planning takes a little bit of time to pull off, but I find that it's one of the most useful routines I have in my week, not only because it's practical, but because it gives me peace, honestly. And don't forget, I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear all about your meal planning tips. I love these conversations. So don't forget to leave me a review or an Instagram comment and let me know what you are finding helpful in your own life. Before we go, as always, I would love to pray a little blessing over you just as you turn your thoughts towards tackling the week. May you feed your mind, body, and soul as you prepare for a simple week ahead. May you find creativity and joy in the kitchen where there wasn't any before. May you create a routine that offers time and space for simple joy spent with your family. Now, as always, I like to leave a little tip to help you put what we've talked about today into practice. So here is your task for the week. If you're looking to organize your food prep in a beautiful and sustainable way, think about investing in some of those glass Tupperware containers I mentioned. With glass containers, you can see all your leftovers, which means you're way more likely to use them up. Plus, these little containers just fit and look so nice in your fridge. I have had mine for a couple of years and never looked back. They're a small thing that has saved us a lot of cash. Again, they're called Snapware, and we'll put a link in the show notes. Thank you for listening to the Simplified Podcast. I hope today's episode helped you find some new tactical ways to prep dinner and free your brain up in the middle of a busy week. You can find show notes for this episode at emilylay.com/podcast, where you can check out links and resources I mentioned here. And, of course, you can shop the Simplified brand of planners and products. Plus, for more simplicity tips, you can find me on Instagram at emilylay and also at Simplified. Oh, and guess what? You can also watch the video version of this podcast on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel at youtube.com/simplifiedbyemilylay today. If you like what you heard on this show, then you are going to love my brand new book, Growing Boldly, Dare to Build a Life You Love, which is in stores right now wherever you buy books. If you love the show, I hope you will do me a quick favor and hop over to Apple Podcasts, leave a review. It means so much to me, and it really helps us get this podcast into the hands of lots of people who may enjoy it. Until next time, thank you so much for listening. Bye.